Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you feel like you are about to drown in your circumstances? God's help may be closer than you think. I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Have you wondered if God will rescue you from your circumstances? At times, do you question why God is not responding to your desperate pleas for help? Psalm 39, verse 17 is one of God's many promises that He will rescue each of us. But I will rescue you on that day, declares the Lord. You will not be handed over to those you fear. I will save you. You will not fall by the sword, but will escape with your life because you trust in me, declares the Lord. Bob and I have a minister friend who was a lifeguard on Fort Lauderdale Beach years ago before he came to Christ. He once explained to us how lifeguards are taught to rescue a drowning person from the ocean. The rescuer rushes to the victim, but treads water behind the victim out of sight. Otherwise, the struggling swimmer, in an effort to survive, could grab the lifeguard and cause them both to drown. When all the fight is gone, when the drowning person is just about to go under, the lifeguard can easily make the rescue. In our marriage struggles, I discovered that is exactly how God rescues His hurting children. We think we are drowning in family problems or financial problems. We have prayed and prayed, calling out to our Lord God, but He has not come to rescue us. Or has He? Here's what I learned. As long as I was still struggling, attempting to work out my own rescue, God was there, but staying just out of sight. When all my fight was gone, just when I thought I would drown, God picked me up and rescued me time and time again. While going through our divorce, I would get in water over my head. Each time, my help would come from God. Psalm 121 is another of God's promises to be our rescuer. I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalm 121, only 8 verses long, would be excellent for you to memorize. That passage can then be your reminder, whenever you are waiting to be rescued, that God is there. He is simply staying out of sight until all your struggling and attempts to save yourself have ended. In my life, at times I thought the water was too deep for even the Lord to rescue me. Never has God said, "I've rescued her one too many times." She gets in deep water and then expects me to rescue her. Each time I've cried out, the Lord has responded, but always on His timetable and in His way. If you have a prodigal in your family, you need to be praying that God will be the rescuer for your loved one. Are you drowning today, about to go under for the final time? Call on the name of Jesus. He is waiting to save you. Remember, God also rescues and heals hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.